The Climate Change Division of the Ministry of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change presents Climate Change Jamaica's Story, a 5-minute feature focusing on climate change, its current and projected effects, and what can be done to lessen its impacts. Local experts are to undertake a series of 15 case studies to assess the country's level of vulnerability and adaptation to climate change, as well as recommend measures to lessen the risks identified. Contracts for the undertaking were signed by 4 consultants, along with Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change, Dr. Alwyn Hales. The consultants are physicist and climatologist, Professor Anthony Chen, Executive Chairman and Principal Consultant of Conrad Douglas & Associates Limited, Dr. Conrad Douglas, Director Climate Studies Group at the University of the West Indies, Mona, Professor Michael Taylor, and Lead Consultant of the Third National Communication, Dr. Donovan Campbell.
These contracts are part of the government's ongoing work in developing our Third National Communication.
Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change, Dr. Alwyn Hales. The Third National Communication is being implemented by the Climate Change Division in the Ministry and is important in providing information on the country in terms of its national circumstances.
It provides information on things like our economic indicators for the past 5 or 6 years, population changes, all very important information with respect to the country itself. We look at the climate, how it has changed.
Project Administrator of the Third National Communication, Clifford Marlung. The case studies will help in preparing Jamaica's first biennial update report to the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, to which it is a party. They will also seek to measure the island's net emissions of greenhouse gases, mainly carbon dioxide, methane, and nitrous oxide, as well as assess the measures being undertaken to facilitate adaptation to the impacts of climate change. Mr. Marlung says the studies are to be conducted in the 5 sectors identified as being most vulnerable to climate change: agriculture, water resources, human health, coastal resources, and tourism.
All of these are at risk from climate change, and so we'll be doing those assessments to see just exactly how vulnerable we are to those risks, and then we'll be looking at measures to minimize those risks.
Dr. Hales says it is of critical importance that Jamaica completes this exercise and that the expected outcomes are realized for the Conference of the Parties to be held later this year in Paris.
We are pleased to have some very capable and qualified professionals at our disposal, and we are sure that we will get not only the best quality, but also that the work items will be completed in a timely fashion.
These consultants that we have will be doing those studies for us, and they will come up with recommendations that are policy prescriptive, so it will then inform government's policy as we move forward to try and address this very important and global issue that is now facing us, that of climate change.
Project Administrator of the Third National Communication, Clifford Marlung. Some of the expected outcomes of submission of the case studies report to the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change are: further strengthening of the technical and institutional capacities of Jamaican institutions to implement the convention, as well as the provision of support for the integration of climate change considerations into national and sectoral development priorities. It is also expected to continue the implementation of awareness activities on climate change for targeted audiences, including students, teachers, public and private sectors, non-government organizations, civil society, and the general public. The project is expected to build national consensus around mainstreaming climate change issues into relevant social, economic, scientific, and environmental policies, programs, and strategies. It will also assess the vulnerability to climate change of additional communities that will be identified and prioritized for potential adaptation options in the series of case studies. Join us again next week as we continue to explore climate change, Jamaica's story.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.